It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams and your host for tonight, The George Williams Show. Folks, our number here is 251-343-0104. Is it? 06. Oh, man, I forgot. 0106, folks. But anyway, that's 251-343-0106. And I tell you, we have a lot to talk about. First of all, those Democrats are crazy. They're idiots, folks. They're idiots. And I don't understand why they are acting like this. It's a shame. But I tell you what, they're not going to get away with it. Okay? And we're going to be talking about a few things tonight. It's heartbreaking. And you look at this No King marchers all over the U.S. The other day. Yeah, Trump is not a king, folks. He's not a king. First of all, they said that he was going to be a dictator, okay? He was going to do this, he was going to do that. And they give him no credit, the Democrats. And I would rather believe a 15-foot alligator than to believe a Democrat. I really mean that. And it's a terrible situation. But I tell you what, they're not going to get away with it. And we need guts to fight the Democrats, folks. We need guts. And that's what we're doing. There was a case, the appellate court ruled that Trump, because of a lower court, district court, ordered Trump to not send troops and National Guard into Portland, Oregon, and a three-panel appeals court said no, you could send them. And so he is going to be sending troops into Portland. And Portland is a terrible situation. Then in that same city, you have the politicians, the mayor and the city council saying, agreeing with the decision that the police are not supposed to get involved with the feds. Now, I can tell you, when I was a fed, I worked in New York, I worked in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Albuquerque. I worked in quite a few different cities, and we never had the police not giving us assistance. And then we also return the favor. Sometimes they need it. On some of their homicides or really bad cases, and they need the expertise of the feds. So we voluntarily help them. We work together. We have task forces. And that's what the Pascal have now. He has really improved the use of police officers involved in federal task force. And every agency just about have a federal task force. The U.S. Marshals have it. The DEA have it. The FBI have it. I don't think the Secret Service have it, okay? But just about every agency have a task force. And they're working with local and state, local, city, and county law enforcement agencies, okay? So that's what law enforcement is all about, folks. And you got these Chicago, Baltimore, Illinois with the governor of Maryland. I mean, they're idiots. They are backing the illegals and the criminals, which is such a shame, I tell you. And then you look at blowing up, destroying the drug boats. Let me tell you something, okay? When the customs Coast Guard get after these boats, and they're flying over them with a helicopter, and you see them dumping the drugs out the boats. They're not fishermen. They're not fishing, folks. They're not fishing. You know, you hear Columbia the other day said that the boat that the Coast Guard blew out of the water was a fishing boat. That was crap. They weren't fishing boats. You could see them tossing the drug bags out of the boat before they were hit. Okay? But you hear MSLSDs, Clinton News Network, a.k.a. CNN, they're all talking about bombing innocent fishermen out there in the Caribbean. That is a lie to me. That's a lie. They're not innocent. Okay? And the fishermen wouldn't run. The fishermen would stand right in the boat and wave to you, okay, and say, how you doing? They're not going to take off at high speed. Why should a fisherman, if he's legitimately fishing out there in the waters, okay, why would he take off with the boat? What is he running from? That tells you right there that they're running from the law. Okay? So President Trump has said, you know, bomb them out of the water. Because we know, and you know, and we have, folks, we have intelligence. We have people over there that they don't know we have. They know when these boats load up. They know when these boats take off towards the U.S., okay? It reminds me when I was in Nigeria, where we had Nigerians swallowing the dope, and they regurgitate it when they get to the U.S., okay? Or excrete it out. And we knew when they were doing it. We had informants. So we let customs know at the port of entry, and they would get these guys. Okay? They would get them. So the U.S. know when these boats are getting ready to bring dope to America. And you know what they do? They tell the boats, they tell our law enforcement, military people, there's a boat heading out on this course. So get them, intercept them. And that's what they do. So we know that these drugs are coming into the U.S. You know why we know? Also, because they can't come over the border. The border is sealed. Okay? I'm talking about the southern border. Now, the northern border, forget about that. They're very liberal up there in Canada. Okay? But we know right now the southern border has federal agents and military personnel. Okay? They've secured that border. They secured it. So what other way do they have to come over? By water, folks, or by air? By air. And I can tell you some of the things that they've done on the coastline to detect these planes flying over, flying low. You know, if you go down South Florida, you see these big balloons, okay? Big balloons. Those are radar. And they're looking for low-flying aircraft coming out of Colombia and coming out of a couple other places, okay? That's what they're looking for. So the U.S. know what they're doing, and these Democrats are talking about killing innocent people. No, they're not innocent. These are drug runners. Most of them are couriers, okay? Couriers. That's what they're doing, folks. That's what they're doing. So don't believe this fake news about the innocent folks. We'll be back after these messages. No? Okay. I thought we had to leave. I thought Philip was saying a commercial was coming. All right, we got a caller. So, caller, just wait a few seconds until we go into our first break. Then we will get you after the break is completed. Now, there are a lot of other things that we have to talk about, okay? So, folks, just stand by. We'll be back, and we got to make some money. So we just can't keep talking. And we've got a lot of things to talk about, especially about these Democrats, folks. And I can't overemphasized. They are crazy. To me, they are traitors. To me, they are traitors to America. To America. And I really, really mean that. That is my honest opinion and assessment of the Democrats and the Democratic Party. And we just have to fight them, okay? And how do we fight them? In the ballot boxes, okay? We'll do that. And there are a couple other things that are happening that's going to affect the election, I think. And it's going to be good in our favor. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to The George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. My name is Susie Bounds, and I am a former history and government teacher at Goshen High School in Goshen, Mississippi. And I wanted to let you and your listeners know about an event that we have planned for veterans to honor veterans coming up on Wednesday, November 5th at Goshen High School.
Oh, November 5th. Okay. I've heard about your organization. Just what do you guys do?
So we started a breakfast back in 2000, so this is our 26th annual breakfast. Mm-hmm. We just invite all veterans, and honestly, active military as well, but veterans, and they can bring a guest, a spouse, a child, a friend, so they don't have to come alone. They are welcome to come to the school. We serve a very nice, full Southern breakfast.
Wow.
At no charge. So, you know, scrambled eggs, grits, bacon, biscuits and gravy, scones,
wow,
coffee. It's a great breakfast. And
right,
we do all of this free of charge. We raise funds to be able to provide this for our veterans, because we just want to thank them for their service and just let them know that we appreciate it and that what they did is not forgotten.
Wow. Well, that is great. Now, how long have you been doing this?
So this is our 26th year, and
whoa,
so I've not been in the classroom for several years, but
wow,
when I was a classroom teacher, I would often have veterans come talk to my students. And,
whoa,
of course, you know, students can learn so much more about history and
right,
of all the wars and conflicts that our nation's been involved in much, much better from a veteran. And,
mm-hmm,
and hearing their stories and their experiences and sometimes their perspectives than, a teacher or a textbook. And so for years I had veterans come speak, and I used to teach in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Right.
And a good friend that I worked with, I actually started a breakfast there.
Mm-hmm.
So then when my husband and I moved to Goshen, or we moved to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I started teaching at Goshen, I wanted to start that tradition there.
Wow.
And so I started the breakfast, and we started with maybe 40 veterans the first year. We
mm-hmm.
met in the library, and students brought donuts and fruit. I had teachers sign up to bring food.
Wow.
Well, we have grown over the last 25 years. We moved to the cafeteria, and now we're in the gym. And so when veterans arrive, they'll see the entire gym floor. So just picture a basketball court. The entire court is covered with tables and chairs, of
wow,
course, beautiful decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have seating for about 425 people, and we hope to fill every seat. We have overflow ready if necessary. So veterans will enter. They'll be served a great breakfast, coffee, and then the breakfast begins at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And about at 8:45, the entire student body of Goshen High School will enter the gym. So students will be in there serving and helping and greeting, but
right,
the remainder of the student body will enter the gym around 8:45, and we have a wonderful program planned. It's a beautiful patriotic program that the NJROTC is instrumental, the choir, the band, the dance team. We have some years we have the football players help out with different things. Wow. So it's really the students are involved. And what's really neat, so the students, you know, as freshmen, they really don't know, they don't understand what's going on, or they don't, and they might not understand, you know, who a veteran is.
Right.
But by the time they're juniors and seniors, and then they're really studying the wars and conflicts that our nation's been involved in, really their sophomore, junior year, and then their senior year, they're taking government. And so by the time they're juniors and seniors, they really have a greater appreciation for all the men and women that come to our school and participate and enjoy the breakfast. But during the program, we do so many, they're beautiful ceremonies. So one ceremony we do is it's the POW-MIA, we have the table, and
right.
we ring the bell, the remember ceremony.
Right.
And so we have an Army veteran, Mr. Paul Norvell, years ago, he attended the breakfast for years, and then he said, hey, I have all of this. He would bring us a suitcase, and inside the suitcase was everything we needed to set up that table.
Wow.
And people in your audience know what I'm talking about with the wine glass and
right.
the candle and the right. and the napkin and the chair. And so he said, hey, you know, would y'all be interested in doing this? So we added that to our program. So that's part of the assembly. And Mr. Norvell comes every year, and it's really cool. At the end of the ceremony, he stands and he walks over to the table and salutes. It's just beautiful.
Right.
And
yeah.
then we have a flag passing ceremony where every year we have a flag flown somewhere in the world
mm-hmm.
in honor of our event. And then the ROTC does a beautiful flag passing ceremony, and we're presenting the flag to our guest speaker.
Wow. And so, you have the ROTC high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Great. That is fantastic.
We have an amazing ROTC program. Master Chief Robinson and Senior Chief Weaver are amazing instructors, and we really do have an outstanding program. And actually, I was at the school today working on it and met with their commanding officer, the student who is a commanding officer. His name is John Haydell.
Right.
He's an outstanding young man. And so he's going to be actually on the program, and he is going to introduce our guest speaker. And our guest speaker is actually a Vietnam veteran who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. He was held in captivity for 7.5 years.
Wow.
So when you think about that, I know, Mr. Williams, you served.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was in Vietnam.
To think about, you know, I'm grateful for your service, so thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
Just to think about what this gentleman experienced. So he... there's actually, his biography has been written. The name of the book is called The Longest Rescue, and it was written by a Dr. Glenn Robbins. And it's primarily about Mr. Robinson, the gentleman that I'm speaking of.
Right,
his
right.
name is Bill Robinson.
Okay.
And so the book is primarily about his story, but then other, you know, there are other stories kind of woven through it, talking about other people. But
right.
Mr. Robinson was stationed. He served in Korea. Then he was stationed in Thailand to do air rescue missions. And one day when they were going in to rescue a downed pilot, they were shot down. And so,
well,
you know,
he was a helicopter.
He didn't fly the helicopter. I can't. I wish I could tell you exactly what he did, but he was on the helicopter. He was.
He's a member of the crew.
So, yes, a member of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so he was shot down, and I've watched videos where he's been interviewed, and he talks about how never in a million years did he think he would survive being shot down. Then, of course, being shot at, and then taken prisoner, and then, you know, he just talks about how one thing that he said that the thing that got him through Vietnam is he said there were 3 days. Yesterday I got shot down. I'm here today. I'm going home tomorrow.
Right.
And that was his mindset for 7.5 years, and that's really what got him through.
Mm, wow. Yeah, that was a lot to endure.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's really unfathomable.
Yeah, I was a Marine over there, and I was in the infantry. We call it the grunts, okay, in the Marine Corps. And we said that we would never allow them to take us prisoners. So when you get in a gunfight, you know, you make sure you don't want to be taken a prisoner, a POW.
Sure.
And it's different when you're on the chopper, you know, because they come in, most of the time they come in to rescue, and they come in to bring food to the infantry units out there, you know. And a lot of times they, those choppers get shot down. You're right,
right
about that. Yeah. So well, it's good. It's good.
So he and his wife are coming from Tennessee. He's a very, very nice man. Spoken to him on the phone several times, and we're really excited for him to come. We have had just amazing guest speakers in the past, but this is the first time that we've really had someone travel, you know, a good distance.
Right.
We've had university presidents. We've had governors, senators, our local congressmen,
right,
but haven't had, and we've had veterans. But it's the first time that we've had certainly someone with his experiences,
right,
talk.
Right.
So the thing that's really cool that I take a lot of pride in is, you know, this is such an educational experience for the students. And it's a wonderful, and I'm not just talking about the guest speaker, but just in general, the entire event, it's a wonderful experience for our students because I think Gaucher High School does an amazing job teaching patriotism, modeling patriotism, modeling respect for
right,
those who have served.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's on November 5th, those students in the stands should be able to look down and they'll see, you know, maybe 400 reasons why they should be grateful and
yeah,
go vote and, you know, do their civic duty. So it's a great, and the veterans are so appreciative, and it's, you know, they thank us for what, you know, for doing this for them. And it's like, mm-hmm, oh my gosh, like it is our true honor, and we're humbled, you know, that for them to come. And so we have so many veterans that come year after year. I've become friends with many of them,
right,
because they come back year after year. And what's really another thing that's really cool is we have former students who have graduated and they're coming back. They're active military and they'll come back to the breakfast.
Right.
So that's always really fun to see.
Okay.
You know, students that actually 10 years ago were helping us put the breakfast on.
Yeah.
So
all right, what I like to do is we're going to stop for now and go into the next break, and then we'll continue.
Okay.
Because a couple of questions I would like to ask you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, folks.
That sounds great.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we're talking to our guest here about a very important matter, okay? And Susan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we really appreciate you calling in and telling our audience about this situation and what you guys are doing. I think it's great. Anything that people do for the veterans, it's fantastic to me, okay?
Well, thank you.
And I really enjoy it. And most of all, the students, because in Mobile here, we've gone to the certain schools. They've invited us in, and we've gone in there and talked to the students and all that. But we never had a breakfast, you know? And I think that's extra, extra good on you guys' part. So what kind of cooperation are you getting from the public?
Okay. Well, we everything that we do is through donations.
Okay.
And so am I able to mention specifics? Can I like mention who all is able to donate to us? We have large corporations like Ingalls and Chevron and then Gallagher Insurance that help. McAllister's is amazing to donate. Mm-hmm. There's a local coffee shop called Garden House Brew in Gaucher that's donating all the coffee, which is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, local State Farm agents and Superior mm-hmm. Optical. I really could go on, and I know I'm going to forget wow. some. The Gaucher Club from Rotary.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Rotary Club from Gaucher. I said that backwards. Singing River Electric and Singing River Connect. Are donating. This is not possible without the donations from businesses. And then individuals. There's a parent who got involved with the breakfast years ago. She works at the school district, and she personally writes us a check for $100 every year, which is just so generous.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we do, we do the best we can to use to be good stewards of those donations.
Right.
One thing that we do is there's we Downtown Carts in Ocean Springs allows us to use their golf carts. And so we have three golf carts that are circling the parking lot. So if any veterans needs assistance to get to the front doors,
right.
we allow them, you know, the golf carts will bring them. So one thing I want to mention is The breakfast is free of charge, and there's no RSVP needed.
Wow.
So if anyone is listening, they don't have to tell us they're coming. We just want them to show up. So we do send out invitations, but we tell people, please pass the invitation on to someone else. We feel like we always prepare enough food.
Okay.
We're not going to run out. So that no one, if anyone hears and if they want to come, tell them to come. I mean, you know, I want them to come. They don't have to let us know that they're coming.
Right, right.
We'll be ready.
Now, how can our audience help you? Because, you know, it takes money and to facilitate all this.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. If anybody wanted to donate, they could just donate to Gaucher High School and for the Veterans Breakfast.
Okay.
So if anyone did want to donate, or if someone has a business and they think that they can provide something that we could use for the breakfast. So mm-hmm. the money that we raise, not only is it for the breakfast items, the food, you know, we have tablecloths, napkins, cutlery, plates,
right,
all
right.
the paper products,
right.
the stationery for invitations, the name badges. Something that we do, which you might like, seeing as I know you said you've been to schools and you've never had breakfast.
Right.
Something that we started years ago, and the veterans really enjoy it. Years ago, one of the casinos donated roses.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
we would turn those roses into boutonnieres. And so we have kept that tradition. And so everybody that comes to the school, we offer them a boutonniere. So we have red rose boutonnieres, and
wow.
that's just kind of a cool thing that we do. So,
okay.
And then we have most years, if we have the funds, we provide a small thank you gift in addition to the breakfast and
okay.
everything. So last year we had mugs. This year we have these really pretty veteran lapel pins that
okay.
we're going to hand out.
Great.
So, great.
And so what number can they call, or what website can they go on?
Well, it's the website for the school. It's Gaucher High School, and I guess I don't have that in front of me right now to know
okay.
the website.
Okay.
If anything, so it's at Gaucher High School.
Right.
And
okay.
so it's going to be at the gym. The address is 4307 Gaucher Van Cleve Road. In Gaucher.
Okay.
So it's right off the main road in Gaucher, off Gaucher Van Cleve Road. I believe the number is, the phone number is area code 228-522-8780.
Okay.
But I know that if anybody was not able to write down that address, if they Googled the Pascagoula Gaucher School District, if they clicked on Gaucher High School, the address and phone numbers, all of that would
right.
come up.
Because that's not far from Mobile, is it?
No, not at all. So I'm going to say it's probably, if you're on I-10, say near the Montgomery exit, you know, the I-65 exit,
right.
where those interstates meet, from there to the Gaucher exit is probably 35 minutes.
Okay.
And honestly, the high school, so the exit they would take is... it's off the Gaucher Van Cleve Road.
Right.
And it's It's on that main road. It's maybe 5 minutes from the interstate. Okay. So it's very easy to get to.
Great. Right. So all you veterans out there, you listen up, because I'm going to be there myself. So it sounds very interesting. This is the first time that I will be attending that. And I appreciate you calling in and letting us know about that.
Well, I appreciate you accepting my call, and I'm so happy to be able to invite more people. So we truly want to recognize and thank veterans, all veterans, for their service. Wow. And we do it on November 5th, and the reason, or this year it's on November 5th, we purposely never hold our breakfast on Veterans Day,
right,
because we don't want veterans to have to pick and choose what to attend.
Right.
And so we do it completely, usually during another week, so that veterans can be honored as many times as possible.
Great, great. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'm sure the veterans in this area appreciate that.
Well, thank you for your service. And I want to thank all the veterans out there for their service, because freedom isn't free. And we know it. We understand that. And we're just very grateful for those veterans, and then honestly their families as well.
Right.
Because
yeah. Okay.
The spouses, the children, they serve as well.
Okay. Great, great. All right. I'll see you on the 5th, right?
I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. That was fantastic. I really want to attend, that breakfast and the activities at that school. I think it's very rewarding what some of the civilians do to help vets. Okay, I really, really, really do think it's very rewarding. So I appreciate that, and I will definitely be there. We'll definitely be there. All right, what else are we talking about? So much to talk about. I tell you, these Democrats are crazy. They are crazy, and I think they're committing treason. I really do, from what they're doing. And when I was a federal agent, folks, there's no way you could get somebody to oppose us like these people are doing today. What a difference, folks. First of all, we are too easy on them. We are too easy on them, okay? We've got to take stiffer action against them. Because a lot of these folks are foreigners, okay? And I would venture to say that, in my opinion, that a lot of them are illegals who are out there on the street. And they know you can't grab them all, okay? They know you can't grab them all. So I would say the police have to get hard, okay? Get hard. Don't be frightened of these idiots who are out there confronting you on the street. Don't do that. Don't worry about it. Get some guts. Fight them. You've got nightsticks. You've got dogs. You've got pepper spray. Use it, folks. I see people grabbing and jumping on the federal agents. They get overwhelmed and they're fighting for survival. And what was that? Today, a federal agent got shot, and an illegal shot him. So they shot the illegal, and I hope he's not standing up anymore, okay? But that's how dangerous it is. That's how dangerous it is. And then you have these Democrats scolding the agents, okay? Telling the people to fight the agents. Can you believe that? They're telling, you got some of these mayors saying, fight them, fight the agent, okay? It's totally unbelievable what's going on in our country right now. And we need to get them all out of here, all out of here. So, dealing with the blowing up of the narco boats and dealing with the illegals that are in our country, that we need to throw out of America, go back. If you want to come over the right way, the legal way, okay? But you Democrats, you mayors, you city council folks, I'm talking about the Democrats now, You mayors, you city council folks, you're crazy. What is wrong with you? You are destroying the fabric of the American way of living. Okay? You are destroying it. You are rooting for the criminals. You're rooting for them. And you look at Chicago with the mayor of Chicago, Johnson, I think he's got about a 10 or 11 rating. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Okay? So what are we going to do about it? I don't know. But we've got to do something. We've got to do something. And I feel that we have to come down hard on them. Come down very hard. Once you set an example, you come down hard on them, you set an example, they'll get off the street, folks. They'll get off the street. Yeah. Can you believe we need the National Guard to protect government properties in these cities? And we don't have the police doing it? Can you believe that? That is unbelievable. But this is what's happening in America, and it's being facilitated by the Democratic Party. By the Democratic Party. So, we can't stop. And President Trump, keep doing what you are doing. Pam Bondi, keep doing what you are doing. Take them off the street. Lock them up. Put them in prison. We need more alligator Alcatraz. Now, Texas is helping. A couple other states are helping, too, to build these holding facilities for these illegal criminals. So my thing is, don't stop. Don't stop. Put pressure on them. Put pressure on them. Get them out of America. Get them out. Send them back where they came from. And we're talking about not just in South America or the Caribbean. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about Haiti. That's what we're talking about, folks. We're not just talking about Latin America. We're talking about all these countries. We'll be back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We are on a mission. And while we were on the break, someone I know very well who's a member of the Mobile chapter of the Alabama Minority GOP, Jeffrey Jones, came in. Jeffrey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, George.
Good, good.
Oh, yes.
Good, good. Well, Jeff, what's on your mind? What about these current events that are happening today? What concerns you?
You know, Pam Bondi and that $8 million worth of Chinese vapes.
Whoa.
That's sitting over there in a dock, I think it's in Maryland.
Yeah.
It's been there for a minute, you know. And, you know, I want to see what the president do to deal with that. I'm all behind that.
Right, right.
You know, because those vapes are causing drug-induced psychosis on these young people.
Right. Right.
And it happens where, you know, when they vape, you know, back in the old days, you know, when they used to, freebase they call it?
Freebase, yeah. Ooh, ask Richard Pryor.
Yeah, the freebase, and they take and light it up, heat it up, and then right. Snorted, whatever.
Snorted.
The same principles are occurring with vapes.
Wow.
Because, you know, you know there's a little magnetic heat-generated action, and you get, like, THC and all these various drugs.
Right.
And I know, because I approached one of the council government agencies in Alabama about it.
Okay.
Because, you know, these vapes have been showing up on all these gas stations. Right. Drugs that are normally illegal in one form are legal in a form within the vapes.
Right. Now, I heard a politician, a Republican politician, say that this coming session that they're going to have next year in Alabama, they're going to try to outlaw them in Alabama.
Well, you know, they have one bill that went through, and they banned the sale of it.
Right. Okay.
And they've started, but, you know, they haven't cleared the shelf yet.
Right.
And you know, for a while, because I've followed a few stories,
right,
people are wondering how did that load of vapes end up on the shipping dock?
Well, they came in by boat.
And then distributed. Wow. And the our government, the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, hadn't approved it.
Right. Well, they snuck it in.
And then suddenly it's distributed across the street.
Yeah.
All over the neighborhood, and in every community. Yeah. And young people are being affected by it.
Yeah. Well, they also... you know, we're talking about marijuana also, okay?
Yeah. Well, now, THC, wait, you know, wait, comes yeah. in the form
but,
of marijuana.
But now I heard on a program that Chinese are putting stuff in the marijuana and sending it over to America.
Well, they're extracting the THC off of the marijuana and putting it in these vapes.
No. Okay. This is the marijuana. They are adding to the marijuana.
Okay.
You know, it's being... grown in China now, okay?
Okay.
And they are adding stuff to it to make it more potent.
I thought that's what the, what is that, the one that's been killing everybody?
Fentanyl?
No,
different. This is marijuana.
This is marijuana.
Marijuana. Fentanyl is different.
Different. Oh, wow.
Fentanyl is a lab drug, okay? This is different. This is regular marijuana, and they're adding to it.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
And sending it over to America.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a DEA guy talking on one of the programs, and he was saying what the Chinese was doing, how they're trying to destroy America also.
Well, you know, Khrushchev said years ago they would destroy America without ever firing a shot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and drugs was one of the ways that they had sought to destroy the American people, the American way of life.
And propaganda.
Well, and propaganda.
Look at the Democrats.
Well, the agenda, you get them high enough, you can tell them anything.
That's true.
You know?
True.
Yeah. So, true. Hey.
What else is on your mind about what do you think about the, since you also in law? In the area of law, what do you say about some of the recent Supreme Court and appeals court rulings in favor of what Trump is doing?
Well, you know, he's the president that has a lot of courage, and a lot of the principles are well thought out, and they're going to have to address them in court. You know,
right.
the people that are the Democrats that are whining, okay, right. rather than, I mean, because you hear all of these things, but nobody's drafting or writing any proposals to work with him.
Yeah.
You know,
the Democrats don't want to work with him.
Well, I mean, but the people will suffer because the lack of intelligent people sitting down. That's the way it works in America. We're going to disagree. But, you know, you look at the tariff issue. You know, tariffs, you know, when they signed, when Bill Clinton signed GATT-NAFTA years ago.
Worst thing that could ever happen.
And,
worst thing.
And the stack of papers, I think, was the height of the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And gave the country away, opened up the American market
to every
government in the world
right.
to come in the United States and do business
yeah.
without taxation or tariff.
And in
Europe, they proposed, okay, if you want to do business here, you're going to have to headquarter
mm-hmm.
within your, in England
mm-hmm.
before you can do business. But we opened up our borders, right. and somebody, thank God, President Trump came in
right.
and said, look, we're going to put tariffs on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court ruled against him. Of course he did. But he forced a lot of companies to come to the table to negotiate based on creating and working with a tariff concept.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand taxation and tariffs.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, but the entire tax system needs to be restructured mm-hmm. because on the tax return is where the redistribution of wealth is occurring.
Right, right. Gotcha.
And there's too many social programs on the tax return.
That's right. Yeah. That's
too many.
Too many. Yeah. Well, you know, Democrats want the Supreme Court to order Trump to turn over all of that money to for the social programs, with over $1 trillion, okay? And the Democrats want that also. And Trump is not going to do it, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, you know, I've heard some of the list of things that have been.
I know.
I mean, you're doing circumcision.
Right.
We're donating. Our government right. is funding circumcisions in countries.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All kind of stuff.
And that's what you want to hold up, and complain about.
Right.
And then, you know, you've got gay programs right.
and
homosexual activity
right.
that we're funding in countries.
Yeah. And also paying the medical bill for all these illegals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because under President Clinton, remember, he put into law that no matter how much money you had, if you were broke or anything, you go to the hospital, they have to treat you.
Well, that's
so you got these illegals going into the hospital. And they were talking about one hospital today where so many illegals went in
yeah.
that it's costing them over $15 million.
Well, you know, some people call it the hypothetical oath, the hypocritical oath. But this, there's an oath that doctors take, okay? And, I mean, why not drive across the border and come into a hospital and the government will take the tab?
They'll take the tab, right?
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's where we are.
It's unbelievable. Know? It's unbelievable. Yeah. So it's got to stop, Jeff.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
And, folks, we've got to support our president and his cabinet.
Yeah.
And, then they talk about the government shutting down. I said on this station, on previous shows, the government never shut down.
No, it's never going to shut down.
Never shut
the
down.
The non-essential activity of the government is right. what you see
right. Right.
that has been shut down.
I was, in my career with the federal government, I was involved in three of those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only one time they ordered the non-essentials not to come to work. Now, those are not agents or military or law enforcement and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, non-essential folks. And folks, they don't cut off your checks, okay? They don't. Social Security, all that stuff, you still get paid.
Yeah, you're the government's still money. Operating.
Right, right. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Yeah. Jeff, thanks for coming by.
Well, I enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
I love to talk.
Oh, yeah, I know that. All right, folks, we'll be back next week. Until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.